Meanwhile, Christians in Syria are criticizing Western media outlets for ignoring atrocities carried out by Takfiri terrorist groups against their community. A new report by the News Service of the Pontifical Mission Societies highlights the massacre of 45 Christians in the village of Sa'adat near Damascus. The killing has been the biggest massacre of Christians in the Syrian conflict, which began 2.5 years ago. The report blames the foreign-backed Takfiri militants for the massacre, while criticizing the U.S. government and its mainstream media for remaining silent. Christians say they are fleeing their homes as the persecution is worsening in insurgent-held territories in the north. They say kidnapping, rape, and executions of Christians are being carried out by Takfiri militants and those affiliated with the Western-backed Free Syrian Army. Let's get more of an idea on this. Mother Agnes Mariam, who's a Syrian nun, joins us from London to tell us more. Well, Mother Mariam, these atrocities are pretty horrific. And of course, the massacre of the 45 Christians in the village by the name of Sa'adat near Damascus. Tell us more about this and why you think Christians are being targeted in this horrible form and fashion by these Takfiris.
Well, I don't think that only Christians are targeted in the Syrian conflict. Everybody in Syria is targeted. I will remind you the terrible massacre in the heights of Latakia, where 11 villages were completely invaded and more than 150 to 300 civilians were slaughtered. The problem is that why the international community is not underlining those excesses, and I do not believe that it is only a matter of religious hatred. I think that those so-called fundamentalistic jihadis are only a kind of death squad that are sent to plant everywhere chaos and destabilizing the country for maybe a kind of dividing Syria following a confessional pattern. But the Syrian people and the spiritual leaders are standing firm against this kind of discrimination. We want to live together in Syria. We want to bypass all the experiences and all what they are doing to tear apart the very precious social tissue of the Syrian society.
And quickly, if you can answer this, you posed the question in your statements why the international community is not underlining what you characterize as these fundamentalist jihadists who are part of a death squad. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. It's from one part you have statements that Al-Qaeda is a terroristic movement. From another part, we see on the ground that those people are considered as heroes of freedom and democracy, and they are fueled by outside countries. That's why we have this terrible fate in Syria. 2 days ago, the spokesperson or the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Vatican asked the Syrian society to isolate those foreign fighters and to pull them outside of Syria. I think that this international coverage will dim little and little. First of all, after the very courageous vote of the British Parliament against the strikes on Syria, that was followed by the US Congress. I think that doors today are opened toward a peaceful settlement. And in the frame of this peaceful settlement, things must be underlined as they are, and they must be named as they are. The fundamentalist, the fundamentalistic copy of Taliban or Al-Qaeda should not be implemented in Syria. They are suing everywhere, a Taliban-like or an Afghanistan-like society that is completely contrary to the Syrian culture. That's why we really claim the international community, United Nations, the International Human Rights Council, and the mainstream media to stop covering those false jihadists, because the real jihad is a spiritual jihad, those so-called jihadists, because it is a scandal and it is a real crime against humanity.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for that. Mother Agnes Mariam, Syrian nun, talking to us there from London. Thank you, Mother Mariam.